Hallelujah, hallelujah, good morning. This is James Glory, Huddersfield West Yorkshire in the north of England with this morning's glory. I want to talk to you about wise counsel, who you listen to and why. You see, often through history, we hear of brilliant men and women whose actions, ideas and inventions have changed the course of history, or at least played a huge part in shaping society's passage through time. Consider these two examples, audiobook, firstly before I get to the great scripture I've got for you. You know, we've got the ubiquitous wartime picture of a tough, determined general poring over some map with fierce resolve, you know, or even the big-browed astrophysicist pointing to some insane space-time equation, their eyes enlarged with excited intellect. These are great examples, but what do they have in common? Though both may be at the front visually, the point men for public's perception, these brilliant world shapers are back by equally brilliant teams of trusted aid or helpers. Consider today's scripture. Bear with me. Proverbs 20 verse 5. Counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. Now, the army general asks for input and advice, trusting those whose feet have travelled the disputed contours of the territory in question. The scientist, announcing new understanding of some quasi-stellar phenomena, has teams of mathematicians tirelessly doing the maths, incredible checking and rechecking. Yes, both have wise counsel. And recognising this, utilise the talent and value the counsel. Amen? Today, to whom do you turn for wise counsel? Maybe a friend, wife, husband, work colleague, even a neighbour. Maybe the local vicar, maybe the shopkeeper. In difficult times, to go it alone is unwise, as our thoughts can be influenced, biased or even unbalanced by external emotional pullings. Remember, there is no I in team. Remember that, as the saying goes. One of my biggest problems when I was in the most troubled times of my life was that I would never listen to advice, or my listening would be begrudging and dismissive, or even forced listening. Like, for example, those of you who have teenage children, when you explain to a teenager something, how to do something, they go, I know, I know. To make the major life changes I had to make, I had to recognise that I didn't have all the answers. In fact, I didn't have any, as evidenced by my beleaguered status. But today, audiobook, it's more than just recognising the value of counsel and its latent potential. No, it is as all the world shapers and life changers. It is the application into our own lives that's the determining factor here. It is pushing ego and mindset aside, moving beyond immaturity and self-interest, recognising the brilliance of counsel and its true value in our world today. Now, the word of God is wise counsel, and don't be just a hearer of it, be a doer. Listen to God, listen to others today, and shape the future for the better for yourselves, your family, and those to come. Amen. Here's the scripture again. Counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. Will you be wise today? Will you draw from the well of understanding given by others? Will you push your self-interest, your personality and ego aside and recognise the brilliance in others? Because if you do, you could transform and make a difference, as I've said, in your life and in those around you. Hallelujah. This is James Glory, Huddersfield, West Yorkshire in the north of England, with this morning's glory. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you all.